Blog Talk Radio.
You are now listening to Stephen Sports Blog, here only on MSL Radio.
What a great day. It's an amazing day. As this whole week has been. It's been an amazing week overall. This is SC and Wally here on MSL Radio. Thank you for tuning in. I'm SCU as always. Alongside me, we have Casey Wallach. What's going on, Casey?
Not too much. Pretty exciting game last night, though, as far as baseball.
It was an alright game. It wasn't home run derby crazy. It was still a great game, regardless. But we'll get to that in a little while. The AFC have I don't want to say breaking news, but this is just in. Justin Houston of the Kansas City Chiefs has signed his I forget the number here. I think it's 6 years. $101 million. Now, I didn't know this until I saw it today. Justin Houston had more sacks than J.J. Watt last season.
I had no idea.
So now I'm thinking about it. Wow, someone did better than J.J. Watt. And I had made the point that J.J. Watt should have been MVP. But the thing is, obviously Aaron Rodgers won. Now that I think about it, Houston had more sacks than the guy from Houston. But J.J. Watt scored more touchdowns than obviously Justin did.
Right.
So the point I wanted to make here right now, if J.J. Watt didn't score those 5 touchdowns or 6 touchdowns, whatever it was, Aaron Rodgers definitely deserved that MVP, but there would have been no question. But now that I got to put Justin Houston in there too, 22 sacks. That was the most in the league last season. I had no idea.
Yeah, I think everybody talked about, J.J. Watt so much more just because, he's a big personality or whatever, and he's obviously, very versatile, and, he's all over the place on the field, offense, defense, whatever, and so he got the more coverage on, ESPN and whatnot, and mm-hmm. Everybody hyped him up, and nobody really talked about Justin Houston, in that way, and so it's kind of all the focus was on J.J. Watt, but like you said, I had no idea that Justin Houston was the leading, had the most sacks in the league.
I had no idea. Now, that's the guy that deserves his money. He's $101 million. That's the guy that deserves it. I've said so many guys don't deserve the money. This is a guy that deserves the money. 22 sacks, most in the league. And he was just, if he had sacked one more time, he would have set the record. The most sacks mm-hmm. of the season. He was half a sack away from breaking Michael Strahan's all-time single-season sack record. But unfortunately, he could not do it. Maybe this season he'll be able to do it. Go ahead, you were saying?
Prior to Justin Houston signing the deal, Clay Matthews from Green Bay obviously was the highest-paid linebacker. His extension mm-hmm. was 5 years, $66 million, 20.5 guaranteed. So, this deal is huge. And I think for mm-hmm. Justin Houston, it's like $52.5 million guaranteed, which is, a big number as far as guaranteed money go. And I guess now it's the second largest defensive player. Obviously, my Miami Dolphins playing Ndamukong Suh, $114 million is the top mm-hmm. one. But, yeah, it's a pretty big deal for, at least contracts on the defensive side.
Right. These defensive players are making money, let me tell you. $114 million. J.J. Watt's getting $100 million. Justin Houston is getting $52.5 million guaranteed. That's a lot. Guaranteed money? What?
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy. I would love to be Justin Houston right now. Make it at least $52.5 million. No doubt about that. That's crazy. You know what else is crazy? The BS going on with my Dallas Cowboys. Everybody, from what I've seen on Twitter and on Facebook and on Instagram, everyone's putting the blame on Dez. When really, they should be putting the blame on Jerry Jones and Stephen Jones. Jerry Jones, you spent over a billion dollars, a billion, That's a B, not an M. That's $1 billion on this stadium that is way too big. Way too big. The only reason that it's so big is because we have the biggest fan base in the league. But it's still too big. Way too big. That's that screen, there's no need for it. The big ass screen on the ceiling, there's no reason for it at all. No reason. There's absolutely no reason for it. And so the question I have for you, if you can spend billions of dollars making a new stadium, why the hell can't you pay Des Bryant his money? The guy plays in this stadium and succeeds in the stadium. He deserves his money. And you, the Cowboys better put something together. They got 2 hours to do so, or this Cowboys season is effed. It's not happening. If they do not get the deal done within the next 2 hours, the Cowboys are in deep, you know what.
Yeah.
And who's next? If you go let Dez go, who else are you going to let go next? Chase? If you let who's next? Jason Witten? Is that next? you got, they're just making terrible moves right now, not giving Dez the money. They did offer him $13 million, but I'm not sure if that's what he wants. I don't know if he wants more. I won't. Just give Dez the money. Give him his money so he can move on and succeed this season, beat the Giants, the Eagles, and the Redskins. All right? Let's just get that money in.
Yes, it's crazy. I mean, the whole thing. Same thing with, you know, Demaryius Thomas on the Broncos. You know, all this talk of potential, you know, collusion charges if they don't sign the long-term contracts by 4 o'clock today. And, you know, I mean, and basically what can happen if the, you know, NFLPA wins this case and they say they have, you know, substantial or, you know, evidence or, you know, that's plausible, that they would have to possibly pay, because of these things called treble damages, each of those guys, mm-hmm. three times the current max contract for a wide receiver in the NFL, which right now is Calvin Johnson at $16.2 million. So if that all plays out, that's going to be crazy. And it's just weird because since 2012, Des Bryant and Demaryius Thomas have been number one and two as wide receivers in the league as far as touchdown catches and everything. So it's crazy to see, you know, it happening with, you know, two players at the two top players type thing. So it's, yeah, we'll see what happens in a couple hours.
We will. We have, from where I am in on the East Coast, it's 1 hour and 53 minutes away until everything is done. So get it done. Now, let's go. Stop wasting time. There's things to be done. So, last night was the All-Star game. And Ryan Braun actually did something. I flipped channels watching the game and watching another show. Because, I don't know, the All-Star game was just not, it's never exciting anymore. It's not like it used to be. But Ryan Braun did he led off the bottom of the ninth inning with a triple. So that's mm-hmm. something for the Brewers to be happy about. You know, Ryan Braun, obviously the best player on that team.
Yeah. And, you know, it's nice seeing him do something because people are criticizing him for being in the All-Star game. This is, you know, the first time he's been in since his suspension for PED use and everything. And so, I mean, you know, it's, you know, the whole PED thing never bothered me with him. You know, obviously, you know, lying and stuff bothers, you know, anybody, but, you know, it didn't make me change how I viewed him. Like, he's still one of my favorite Brewers, you know, and everything. So it was good to see him, you know, hit that triple and everything, and that's happy. And then, you know, Prince Fielder, who was also on the Brewers for a long time, and he's one of my favorite players. So now with the Rangers and everything, he played well too. I mean, he had, you know, RBI single and then a sack fly RBI and everything. So, and I guess that made him the first Rangers player with two RBIs in All-Star game since Michael Young in 2006. But yeah, it's always fun watching Prince Fielder play. I mean, he's really, he's back to enjoying the game this year and everything, and he's okay taking the backseat role. And but I love watching him play. He's a fun guy too. But the real star of the night was Mr. Mike Trout.
Of course. And just before we get to what Mike Trout did to make history, I want to make a little joke. Laugh if you may, maybe corny, I don't care. But you can't tell me it wouldn't be ironic if Mike Trout went to the Miami Marlins, because then the fish would be playing with the fish. That would be the most ironic thing in the world of baseball today. Mike Trout played for Miami Marlins, but he doesn't. He plays for on the other side of the USFA. He plays with the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim. And yeah, he made a lot of history last night.
Mm-hmm.
In 4 years, this guy's hit for the cycle. First year in 2012, yep. Hit a single. 2013, hit a double. 2014, hit a triple. So what did he do to the last night to start off the All-Star game? He hit a home run. And he went right in order. Single, double, triple, home run. Right in order.
Yeah.
Great. Amazing. Yeah, that's what I was going to say. The first leadoff home run since Bo Jackson, 1989.
And he's
the MVP.
Right. I was going to say that, too.
Yeah. First back-to-back MVP. Mm-hmm. First back-to-back MVP since... actually, it's the first time someone's won back-to-back MVPs in the All-Star game. So, this guy's making history. Other than that, All-Star game, not too good. AL won 6-3, big whoop. You know, back to baseball. I know. Friday the Marlins play the Phillies in Philadelphia. I don't know when like other teams start playing. I'm pretty sure everyone starts Friday or Saturday. I'm pretty sure they don't start tomorrow. So we're coming back, and I'll man up to my mistakes on SC and Wally on MSO Radio. Wrong one.
ESPN New York, ESPN LA, ESPN Chicago, ESPN Dallas, ESPN Boston. But where's Miami? At MSL, we want to be the launching pad for ESPN Miami. So spread the word. MSL to ESPN.
MSL is looking for writers. If you are a fan of the Miami Dolphins, Miami Marlins, Miami Heat, Miami Hurricanes, Florida Panthers, Florida International University Panthers, or even golf, contact Stephen Err on Twitter at RidingFanatic2 for more information.
What's up, sports fans? If you want to get different perspectives on all things sports, on the field and off the field, join me, Casey Wallach, and my co-host, Stephen Err, on SCU and Wally every Monday through Friday at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific, only on MSL Radio.
All right, I'm feeling it. Welcome to Cruise Control, where the rhyming is tight, where the limelight's a limelight.
Stop. What are you doing?
I'm rhyming, I'm rapping. My people
want to know what the show's about.
So what's
people
it about?
Hear what the show's about.
What's it about?
It's about two brothers coming together, discussing everything popular culture. We're opening up Pandora's Box, and yes, I said Pandora's Box, because nothing is off limits, and we're going to talk about things that everybody wants to hear about, things we want to talk about.
So everything and anything.
Everything and anything. This is Miami Sports and Lifestyle's very own Jonathan and Christian Cruz. So you just got to sit back, relax, and put it on what, Jay?
I'm not saying it.
You got to say it.
No,
you can't end it like this.
No.
So what are we doing? Put it on what?
We're putting...
What?
Cruise control.
I've made my decision. I'm going to take my talents to South Beach, join D. Wade, and play for the Miami Heat. The Miami Heat.
DJ Irie! Yeah. The Miami Heat!
Check out the Miami Sports and Lifestyle blog, only at miamisportsandlife.wix.com/MSL blog.
Hey guys, it's your girl Tasha. Join me every Sunday from 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern Time for the Why Is It Taboo radio show on MSL Radio, where we will talk about things some churches just don't want to talk about. You can also follow me on Twitter at Why Is It Taboo, that's WHYISITTABOO. And just remember, guys, that there is nothing too hard for God.
The time is here, the time is now, the three sides have aligned once again, Jacob James Garcia, Aaron Cheatham, and simply coordinate the Black and Tan Show are here for you. ML Cell Radio, Saturdays at 9. Be there, or we will be there.
Thank you for calling Kinsman Save-A-Lot. May I help you?
Yes, ma'am. Is this a Save-A-Lot in Cleveland, Ohio? Because I'm about to come to Cleveland in about a week. This is the Cleveland, Ohio Save-A-Lot, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so I have a question for you. How does it feel to be a business in a miserable-ass depressed city?
The Andrew Powell Show with Darren Williamson and Eric Robinson is Monday through Friday, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, only on MSL Radio. You are now listening to Stephen Sports Blog, here only on MSL Radio.
So not only is it Wednesday, but it's ESPY Day.
Mm-hmm.
So that's always a good thing. Love the ESPYs. Check out, I think it starts at 8 o'clock tonight on ABC.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll be on the Andrew Powell Show tonight with Darren Williamson and Eric Robinson. Around the same time, 8 to 10 p.m. on MSL Radio. I don't know what happened last night. But the guys can't wind up casting the show, which means poor Casey couldn't go on and talk to them. I was like, oh, poor Casey. I was like, oh, man.
There's a slight possibility that I might make an appearance on the show tonight. It would be SCU and Wally Wednesday. I gotta see if I can rearrange my schedule a little bit. But, yeah, so possibly, we could both be on tonight.
I was saying the same thing earlier today. I was like, Casey didn't get to go on last night. I wonder if she's going to go on tonight with me. We have SU and Wally Wednesday make up for last night. So we'll see what happens tonight at 8 on MSL Radio. So if you've listened to the show the past about a month or so, you have heard me make very, 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 very bold predictions. And one was that the Lakers was going to be a tough team in the Western Conference. You know, last night, the night before, I was proved very wrong. The Lakers, I think they played the Knicks in the Summer League. They scored 5 points in the first quarter. 5 points. Remember, they played 12 minutes of basketball.
10 minutes, actually, for Summer League.
Oh, is it 10? I've been watching the show. This
Day. I thought they're 10-minute quarters, but that maybe it was just Orlando. I don't know.
I heard on the solo show the 12-minute quarters. But anyway,
okay.
5 points. Come on, man. This is not the Lakers that I want to see. This is not the Lakers I predicted to be a top team in the West. What the hell is going on right now? I was wrong. Maybe Lakers won't be so, up there with the Warriors and the Thunder. Maybe not. You know?
Yeah.
But you know what? Despite my bold prediction being wrong, I'm still a bold predictor. I stick to what I say.
Yeah, and the Lakers found no takers for Nick Young, Swaggy P, and so he's staying. So it's going to be Swaggy and Kobe and Lou Williams and Roy Hibbert, and probably the thing you can look forward to the most about the Lakers season is watching that train wreck.
Yeah.
And Sacramento's. I mean, Sacramento's is probably going to be worse, but.
Yeah, Rondo actually said, quote, "I love proving people wrong." I can't wait to see who proves wrong. Everyone thinks that Rondo's he obviously got a problem with, like, everybody in the NBA.
Mm-hmm.
And he's not that good anymore, like he was back in Boston.
Yeah.
So I'm excited to see who he's trying to prove wrong. because I don't, yeah, I just don't know who it's going to be. So next year, yeah. Oh, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, the whole thing's, you know, going to be interesting. Rondo's, like, he's, like, this really fascinating guy. Like, he's, like, incredibly intelligent and everything like that. Yet he comes off as such a, you know, dickwad on the court sometimes. So it's going to be really interesting, I think.
Oh, yeah, it's definitely going to be interesting. Can't wait to see it. The next season, the USA basketball team played in the Olympics. But they might be out. There's two special players, Paul George and Kevin Durant. Both these guys missed last year's FIBA Basketball World Cup. George, because of the traumatic leg injury he suffered last season, missing making it the whole season. And then Durant didn't participate because of George. That's good teammates right there. But now if these two players want to participate in the Olympics, they have to attend next month's training camp for the USA men's basketball team.
Yeah.
You know.
We'll see.
I mean, obviously it doesn't really, I guess it doesn't, it matters a lot if they're there because, you know, they could help.
Oh, yeah.
But, so, you know, this basketball team, they're dominant. They're always dominant. So it's like, if they don't show up and they can't play.
We'll see, though. I mean, hoping for the best.
Of course. I know Paul George did play a few games last season, but it wasn't that much.
Yeah.
And then Kevin Durant was supposed to come back, but he didn't. I don't know what's up with his latest on him, but we'll look into that.
Yeah, it's going to be Paul George. I mean, you know, obviously, like, that injury was, like, horrific. I mean, if you saw it and everything. So for him to even be able to come back and play in those last couple games at the end of the season, you know, was a good sign. You know, hopefully, you know, he's, you know, continued, you know, rehabbing and all that stuff. But, you know, the Pacers really need him, and, you know, he's crucial. So, and, you know, for them to be contenders, obviously, in the Eastern Conference, you know, he's got to be a big part of that.
Right. Yeah, Darren Williams, the radio director, actually made bold statement that the Pacers were going to be a top team in the West, in the East. And I agree with him because they have the right guys. They do. And Andrew and Eric, they both said we were nuts for thinking that. But just you wait, guys. Just you wait. This is going to be a good Pacers team next season.
We'll wait and see.
We will. I know that my birthday is next Wednesday, by the way, in case, you know, everyone wants to know. I know the Heat schedule comes out on my birthday. So, you know, it's going to be fun, like, trying to search up the schedule while, you know.
Yeah.
Doing my thing on my birthday.
Cool.
I didn't know that.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I read that up a while back, maybe 2 weeks ago, that the Heat schedule comes out on July 22nd. So, who's that guy that his pitches were, like, 100 miles an hour in, like, the eighth inning? I know he was the Reds pitcher. Chapman?
Yeah, he was, Aroldis Chapman. It was just, like, you could see, like, the bench, you know, the guys in the dugout and everything, just watch him, like, oh, my God. Like, because he just, one after the other. He had 14 pitches, and only two of them went below 100 miles an hour. He had two pitches that were, he topped out at 103 miles per hour on two pitches, but it was, like, 99, 101, 100, 101, 101, 102, 103, 102, so on and so forth. I mean, just, you know, totally sustained, like, and it was, like, watching him pitch was, and I, to be honest, I've never seen him pitch before, so, you know, to me, it was, like, really impressive, and, yeah, he there's fire on that ball when he throws it, but it was funny watching the guys on the opposite team, you know, mm-hmm. Reacting to, you know, how fast he was throwing that ball, and, you know, and accurately, mm-hmm. too. So, pretty
nice.
Cool.
My favorite part about watching pitches like that is when Fox, like when it says 100 miles an hour, they're like, well, on the scoreboard thingy, it's like the bottom of the screen, like, they're like a little fire thing. I don't know how to explain it. It's like a little fire thing comes up once you pass 100 miles an hour. the show that was like a hot pitch. I find that pretty entertaining.
Yeah.
So we have 5 minutes left, and Tom Brady, his hearing is still not unheard yet. We're still waiting for that. But according to reports, if he is suspended, he's going to go to federal court with his case and appeal it there.
Mm-hmm.
This is ridiculous. From what I know, all he had was knowledge of the deflated balls in the championship game.
Right.
He didn't do it.
Right.
And he still got 4 games. Meanwhile, you got Greg Hardy over here who's beating beating people. He got 4 games.
Right. So
thank God it's not 10. That's all I can say. Thank God it's not 10. That's just too much.
True. I mean, it is excessive. I mean, obviously what he did was, horrendous and everything, but when you bring into that perspective of, okay, Tom Brady probably knew about deflated footballs, and Greg Hardy, beat the crap out of his then-girlfriend, it's 4 games. It doesn't work out that way. It doesn't make sense. So, but we'll see what happens. Obviously, I know they're kind of treating the deflated footballs like they treat, like, players who are, use PEDs and everything, and because it's unfair advantage, whatever, the deflated footballs really technically wasn't, I think it's more a mental advantage than anything, but yeah, so we'll see what happens. I mean, this thing is dragging out forever, though.
It is.
We've been talking about deflated footballs for way too many months.
Oh, yeah, I think this whole news broke out in like March or April. It's July. Why are we still not reached a decision on this whole thing? I don't know. It's insane. We have breaking news. It's not sports related. Barack Obama says there's no precedent. I don't know how to say that. PREC.
Precedent.
I can't read right now. Okay. They're not revoking Bill Cosby's medal for you. Short, sweet, to the point. So Tom Brady gets suspended 4 games for balls being deflated, and he knows about it. Meanwhile, Bill Cosby, I think he drugs and rapes kids or something.
Yeah.
They're not taking away his medal of freedom. Can someone please tell me what this world has come to? Where deflated balls are more serious than rape? What the hell is going on right now? Honestly. What the hell, man?
It's one of those things. It's just like you're just shaking your head, where you're just saying, really? Like, this is the world we live in? This is our society where, that's
right.
Okay or not? That's like a major deal,
right?
That is, so.
The people that don't like the gays. Well, I'm moving to Canada. But these idiots don't realize Canada has made gay marriage like legal a decade ago. So, you're moving from one place to another to avoid gay marriage when gay marriage is in both places. In the words of the professor from Futurama, I don't want to live on this planet anymore. this has been SC and Wally. I'll be on the Andrew Powell Show tonight. Maybe Casey will join me. We can have a good time tonight. So better check that out. 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time, only on MSO Radio. SC and Wally, we'll be back tomorrow. Enjoy the rest of the day, everybody. Enjoy the SPs.
You have been listening to Stephen's Sports Blog with Stephen Earth III, here only on MSL Radio.